Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and it's the end of the week. Tonight is Friday, August 20th. So, let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. We'll start you off with that, and think of an incident that maybe happened to you the last day or two, and I'm going to count to five to clear that emotional stress trauma away from you. So, here we go. Just think of something. And if you don't have anything, just sit back and you may feel the energy come into you. Remember, you have to ask for healings. So you may feel some peace energy come in. But in order to have a healing, you must request the healing because the light ship will not go against your free will. So they'll leave you where you are. But you may feel some peace energy coming in. So here we go. So emotional, say stress release. So, one, two, three, four, and five, okay? And we'll do a trauma release here. Remember, these are all invisible energetic bodies that are around us that we cannot see because they are invisible, but they leak into and affect our physical body. So, you want to have these cleared out, your whole lifetime clearings done for you so that you're able to function properly here. So here we go, trauma release. Again, think of something that maybe happened to you. It could be the same situation. So one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll work with your invisible mental body. And we're going to release some of the situations that you may have dealt with the last couple of days also. And this will help to balance your left and right brain. So one, two, three, four, and five. Next, we'll do the mind-to-heart drop, and with that, we just count from 10 to 1 backwards. What we're doing is commanding your spirit to take your thoughts that you have inside of your head and bring them into your heart. And what that's doing, it's making this mind energy go from being in the time-based reality of the darkness, which is the mind energy controlled by the aliens, your natal chart, the stars, the planets. And it puts you into source energy in your heart center. And then you're out of time. Remember, when you're in time, you're in darkness. When you're out of time, you're in source, which is where your spirit lives, creation energy. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So before we bring on our sponsor tonight, we'll do the energizing of the light beam. So scroll down on your monitor screen. And it's a little bit over an inch or so on your scroll bar. Just drop down. And here we go. Going to energize this light beam. Maybe the females coming in tonight with peace energy. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go. So let's bring on our sponsor tonight, Victoria Ann. So are you out there in cyberspace, Victoria?
Yes, Ron, I'm here. Thank you.
So what kind of clearings would you like to have tonight?
Whoa, jeepers, I had a list. One was for work situation to make sure I always have enough work to support myself and the right work that would be most beneficial to, you know, my life at the present time, which is so different than before.
Okay, so let's look at situations. So let's check out our billboards, everybody. So what is your billboard saying, everyone? So kind of look at it. And whatever that is, if it seems to be a negative thing, let's make it into a positive. or let's just program a new billboard saying on us. Remember, we can have many sayings on the billboard. And let's just say that you're a peaceful person. So let's put that up on the billboard here, and that life is easy and very peaceful. So I'll count to 10. We'll input that on our billboard here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if we're concerned with maybe working, maybe you're self-employed, maybe you're just worrying about job situations, let's put something else on your billboard. So we have to read on there now what you wish to take away. So let's see here. So think of something that you want to release that you need to do yourself. And let's just bring in an energy that I love my work. Let's put that on there. That would be pretty simple. I love my work, and I love the financial energies or something like that that comes with my work. That way you can receive money. So, and I love money from my work. Let's say that. So here we go. Let's bring this into the billboard. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Victoria, turn it back over to you again.
Wow, that was pretty powerful. I sensed a change. It's interesting. You just feel like you go up a notch or something. Something's lighter. Yeah, there was one little thing in there. The peaceful thing really connected me more into the next step that you did, being able to receive the money. A lot of times when I teach, I like to give free lessons and to gifted students, or the private music lessons, or if I know they're struggling, as many of us are today, I sometimes might choose not to charge. And then again, if you don't charge something, the children don't appreciate it as much. So I guess I've come to, anyway, that really helped me. I'm okay with that now. It's okay for me to charge money for my services, whatever they may be, work related. So thank you, Ron.
Okay, so I see Peter is on from Australia here, and he's wanted us to do this clearing for a while here, maybe the last week. So in, I guess his country, Australia, could be somewhere else too, but there's a thing called a sea wasp, which is like a jellyfish, I believe. And we'll see what that is like. So it may be a jellyfish, and they call it a sea wasp. So let's clear that energy here. So we have two ways to look at this. We can do one where we can clear the energetic field away from people that maybe have encountered this here. So let's do that one first. And then we'll do a clearing where people actually maybe have been stung by this creature. And these are probably alien naturally because they're here and they sting us. So here we go. Let's do the energetic energy. And I'm going to count to 10. So here we go. 1, 2, oh boy. I love these alien life forms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, that's pretty powerful. And these things must be invading us or something. So let's do an energy for people that may have been stung by them. And then we'll do the invisible aliens that are here. with these bodies. Remember, these are physical, so we'll do stings now. So one, two, oh man, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, now let's do the energetic alien life form that this thing actually is. And now it's physical, so it went from the invisible into the physical here. Or the aliens just dropped him off here physically. So let's get rid of this negative energy here that could be attached to all of us. Remember, they crawl inside of our bodies. This is why we have the 8-hour conference call this coming Sunday to get rid of these alien energetic life forms that are hiding, floating around, living inside of our body. So here we go. This is what we'll call the jellyfish energy. They call it a sea wasp. So here we go. Stronger. Get it out of us. Stronger. 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 Oh, man. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 oh boy, stronger, 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 oh man, stronger, stronger. If you're yawning, it's perfectly normal, because you're probably getting released that way out of you. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay. Wow. Back to you, Victoria Ann.
Oh, that was powerful. I was yawning too. Wow. Sometimes we think something we don't have just because we may not have heard of it long, right? I mean, who's heard of half of these things that we're clearing, right?
Yeah, and also nobody's probably seen them, so they don't believe it.
Well,
so that's
another
thing. But, you know, when you start feeling better, you know that something happened. So,
right.
That's
May
you,
I share
Victoria
something?
Ann. Do you have any words of wisdom tonight or anything on the fast chat we got to cover your last time or anything?
I had the first thing, I did want us to go back and get some of the questions answered from the people on Wednesday when Sylvia was there, that we ran out of time. And I do have a few things that I thought might be applicable for this evening. But I'd like to address any questions. Do you? I'm not able to pull up my fast chat at the moment. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but I can hear. But if there are questions we need to catch up on, that would be great. And then I'll be ready, unless you want me to go ahead with my little words of whatever I'm doing here.
Yeah, go ahead. I know we had something on here that I can see from Brett about, he's talking about the billboard. So I can talk about that mm-hmm. here just to fill people in. So on the website, it's $20 a month, and you can clear your psychic billboard. So you might wonder what that is. Just basically, this is what psychics read when you go to them for a reading. And they may use names like their angels are reading this here, or Archangel Michael, or their guides, or, you know, whatever. But it makes no difference how it's being read, or by who, or by what entity. It's still what you're transmitting around yourself that people are picking up. And just some people are basically more intuitive than others, and those people may take the profession of being a professional psychic because they can read your billboard. So that's kind of how simple it is here. And anybody can read somebody else's billboard if you want to. You just have to tune into it. But when you read it, you're tuning into the darkness energy. And that's associated with your natal chart and your soul family and whatever they want to do to you. I'll repeat that. Whatever they want to do to you. This is mind control. And so as that gets read, you're able to maybe understand what's happening to you. And you may change your outcome of what you want to do on a certain day or something. So it can be good information, but then looking at it another way is if you do change something, is the dark side going to be upset with you even more because you interfered with their life pattern for you and you stopped something? Remember, your billboard is associated with maybe thousands of other people. So just by one person changing their billboard, then they have to make plans for 1,000 people. So just think about that. You know, once one person changes their reality, then everything else is going to change. So they may not like you for that, but still it's good to know. But the main thing is that you're able now to change it yourself. So you can get out of the mind control and program using their dark side technology and their energies by seeing what's on your billboard, find out what you're dealing with, what's happening to you in your life. Ask your friends if you don't know, if you don't have a clue. And just ask your friends and say, gee, you know, what do you think of me? What am I doing this week? You know, how am I behaving? What do you see is going on with me in my life? And, you know, ask them, and I'm sure they'll tell you how they perceive you. And that's a good clue to see what's going on with you. Then you want to change that if it's a negative thing. So from that standpoint, you first put in on the website what you want to change right now. And, you know, what's up there. And then you put down how you want to change it and what you want it to, the outcome to be. So one is basically where you are. This is what's on there that you see. And the other one is where you want to go to, what you want to do. So that's basically what it's like. You can do future, present, and past. Remember, your past billboard, maybe that was active a month ago, has brought you to where you are today. Because this is how you're being, you know, kind of moving down the conveyor belt, time, energy. And so you just happen to follow the script of the darkness without maybe realizing it, and it brought you to where you are today. And, you know, always look at that so that you can change that. And this is why it's up there, to do a positive change for yourself. Or it may not even be a positive change. It may just be a change that's not that positive. But regardless, hopefully it's positive, but regardless, it's allowing you to take control of your life. So that's what I mean by positive. Remember, in the light, there's no such thing as negative and positive. It's just strictly in the moment, and there's no judgment. So back to you, Victoria Ann.
Ron, I had one little thing to add to that, which you brought to our attention one night. Also on the billboard, you have a chance to say whether it's from yourself, others, or aliens. So you have a chance to, I mark all three of those boxes at once, and then I do all the past and all the present and then all the future. But that's actually in one healing or clearing where there are six different things, which is fantastic.
Yeah. What you can do is it's good to input that, because you're able to see where the energy is coming from. Some people are very interested in knowing if it's the aliens causing them problems, if it's their friends writing on their billboard behind their back, we'll say, getting up there with their maybe their spray paint or something, you know, doing their artwork on your billboard, graffiti, you know. So remember, other things can control your billboard. Is your soul family, is it writing up there how to set yourself up to cause you harm? To do something negative for you because you have a soul family setup, you know. So I mean, it's up to you to figure out what's on there, because everybody around you reads it.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, just think of what billboards do on the roadside, you know, when you drive in your car. You, all of a sudden you see one, and it may influence you somewhat. Well, just think of all of your friends, you know, going to work, wherever you're going to read that. And some days you might have a really bad day with people. I mean, man, these people are nuts, you know. Well, what's on your billboard? Is it
saying right
there, you know, please cause me havoc in my life today? No, on there. Realize what's going
right
on. So that's what's on your billboard.
Mm-hmm. Are you there?
No, that's the neat thing. You can change it. So, you know, always find out where you are, what you're dealing with, and how you want to have it changed. And remember, that then you're at free choice. There really should not be any billboards. So, but there is. And remember, this is what psychics read when you call them up, and they charge money to read your billboard. And, you know, you can ask your friends, you know, those questions. They could probably give you the answers, too. And maybe you could get together with six people or so and have a little reading time for each other. But just remember that, you know, you are changing the reality of who and what you are. And the darkness might not typically like it too much, but that's besides the point. At least you're at free choice, free will. So, back to you, Victoria.
Okay, and Ron, on that, yes, sir, that was great. And on that note, I'm learning, and I may can share something that might be helpful to some of our other friends that are listening. You know, we talk about being in the moment, and actually, there's such power in that. Even the little bit that I stay in the moment, that I feel I do my best, but there's no judgment in it. But the more I stay in the moment, there's really power in that, and there's power in the light. And it's almost like blinded. Sometimes we're blinded by the light, whether we're whether it's those seeking to be heart-centered or the darkness to light out there, or those seeking light but afraid of it. They're blinded by the light. And even on our path of staying heart-centered and in the moment and doing all the wonderful things we are doing, there are stumbling blocks sometimes that come up, obviously, for all the reasons we know. But one is we get blinded, I think, by the light so much. We worry about, oh, I got to do this. Look at all those clearings I got to do. And we just go on. And, of course, the dark side uses our mind to really glorify itself. And what I've learned is, and I wanted to share this because there were so many times when I felt I just don't have the money for a clearing. I just don't have the time for this, but I don't have the time not to do it. So I was like, it was like a catch-20 for me. So what I did, and I wanted to share this, it was just staying in the moment. And if I had to go into my heart centered or do the mind to heart drop 100 times a day, I don't know if I ever got to that, but I sure got to a lot of times where I was doing more of that than other things. And it does pay off. And I think what needs to happen is we just stay in that moment. And each moment that we stay in, it grows with intensity. There's a power that starts to become created. At least for me, I'm just sharing this right now. And every time I felt I just don't have the money for that, for a clearing to do that, but you know, I would kind of feel overwhelmed or disappointed, then I'd go to the website and I would see a free clearing, a free sample for the one I wanted to do but couldn't do yet. So, Ron, it was just so incredible. I mean, it was almost like you're so in tune with our heart and what we need and as a group and even as individuals. So I wanted to acknowledge that this evening. And some of us, we may hear all these wonderful wins everyone else is having and think we're losing, except for, you know, I don't know where everyone else is at on their path, but there's so many times to give up, so many chances. We're better now. We don't need this anymore. You know, but that's, you're going to miss so much more if you just keep going and keep going in the moment. Because that's one thing I wanted to share tonight, because I know, Ron, that many people have done healings and clearings with you and had wonderful results, and they're gone. They got what they wanted, and they're gone until they get sick again. So if they stay with the moment, stay connected in the ways that they can. And I'm trying to make sure that I don't do that either, because it's so easy to. There's so many wins I'm experiencing right now, but there's so much more. And so that's just a little tidbit that I wanted to share. And I can't write down, like ministers, they do sermons. You know, they write down all the things they want to tell you. And by the time they share that with the congregation, it's past. It's not in the now. It's not in the moment. It has no power. That's why, Ron, everything that you're doing with us in the Creation Lightship and this new way of being and the new way of acting, and it's just, it's all new, but it's so powerful. I know that as we have moments of the now, we can adjust to the light and see where we have been blinded by the light. Or we can use the light to stop as much as we can the darkness. I mean, the dark, you know, it's just the way this planet is rigged. And so anyway, I just wanted to share that. And And Ron, you said many times, the best thing that we can do is get on the website, get the clearings and healings. And that is so true. And sometimes I know that some have given up, and I can feel that. And I'm one of those feeling people, so you know I'm going to do the emotional feel, the feeling clearing very soon. So anyway, that's what I just wanted to share. And back to you, Ron.
Yeah, that's what I find too with people. They'll come on, and they have a situation in their life, and then once it gets better, they kind of leave. Kind of miss out on what's going on in the future. They just got their instant fix. So we have a caller, I think. I heard a beep, I believe, out there. So somebody out there?
Yes, I'm Larry from California.
Hi, Larry from California. So how are you today?
I'm doing
Hi,
great,
Larry.
Ron. Thank you. Hi, how are you? Yeah, I had a quick comment and then a request for healing for my ankle. I just wanted to say that there was a Mr. Larry, he was a psychologist in Harvard University, and he got terminated because of his conduct. He went to India, and he found his teacher, and he called him Baba Ram Dass. He came back to America, and he started the New Age movement in the 1950 to 1960s, and he said he owed everything to LSD, which was his foundation for his motivation and his discoveries for the new subculture era that he progressed. And I just wanted to put that out there and make a comment about that. Then I wanted to request for a healing for my left ankle.
Okay, so the New Age movement is based on psychedelics, huh?
Yes, that's right, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, I'll comment on that.
Okay.
Seeing people, you know, throughout my lifetime, especially ones that took drugs, you know, in the 60s when I kind of grew up, you know, a lot of people thought they were seeing or hearing their guides and seeing more things because they were not in their body, so they got more what they thought was spiritual information by being wasted or whatever, you know. As druggies or whatever, and that's not where the energy is. Your spirit leaves you when you're on these drugs, and so you're not necessarily, you know, getting, you know, information from your spirit, because your spirit is no longer in your body, so something else is giving you that information. And that's true with people, you know, the most common drug now that people take besides some type of wine or beer or something, you know, is, you know, marijuana. And that's the same thing. I mean, look at people who smoke that, and you're going to see their eyes are glossed over a lot. And what harm they're doing to their spirit, because they're kicking their spirit out of their body all the time. And so it's very sad. And, you know, here in California, they got the marijuana initiative, you know, where you can go to the local a green pharmacy and buy the pot that you want, you know, and, you know, it's all legal, et cetera. And it's really a shame that they're doing that. I'm sure there's more to it than that behind the scenes, you know, getting it legalized probably, you know, so that the pharmaceuticals can probably have it at some point. But, you know, regardless, it still harms people. And you're never going to be able to connect to source energy, which is your spirit, when you're on any type of drug, because the drugs, you know, cause your spirit to leave your body. It's very, very simple. So that's what I can say about that. Let's do some healing here. So Larry asked for a healing. Was it on your ankle, Larry?
Yes, that's right, Ron.
Okay,
it's swollen
so
a little bit on my left
ankle.
Clearing. I'd like to get a healing for that. It's getting a little puffy.
Okay. So here we go. So we'll do one for swelling. Maybe we'll do a healing for your lymphatic system. Maybe that's not working quite right or something. So let's do lymphatics first here.
Okay.
So here we go. You want to request that too? So here we go. So
yes,
stronger,
yes.
Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, see if that helped you. Now we'll do a clearing for swelling. So again, focus on what you'd like to have worked on. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And since we did that, we haven't done a pain clearing yet. So let's do a clearing for physical body pain. And again, if you have pain somewhere, just think of that location. Here we go. And I'll just count to 10 this time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. And thank you, Larry, for calling.
Okay, thank you very much.
And I saw on the TV the other day they had some type of thing about 2012, doom and gloom. So the TV is attempting now to just like channel people into the dark side, 2012 ascension process. And it may not be called ascension, but they're talking about things that are happening or going to be happening, putting a lot of fear out there. And the fear actually motivates people to get more information on what 2012 is about for the new people. And that's kind of what they're doing. So that's what we have on the website. I put that up, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, the 2012 Dark Side Ascension process. It's on the left-hand side on the website. So you may want to do that if you happen to be a searcher on the Internet looking to see what's going to happen for 2012. Because that information that's out there is true. There is going to be a 2012 happening, and the date's already been set in place in the timeline of the alien reality of time. Remember, there's many, maybe hundreds or thousands of races that deal with time, and they're all zeroing in on that exact particular day of 2012. I think it's the 21st of December. And they're planning to abduct a lot of people. They're already bringing forth a lot of clones on this planet. You can look around, watch the movies about clones. They're there. They've been there for quite a while, but you'd be seeing probably more things happening where, you know, the clones will be here. So what they're probably doing now, just seeing, extrapolating information here from what I've been, you know, finding out about and stuff. They're probably making... I'll use the word hybrids. That's an old word by the UFO community. A hybrid is an alien with a human, okay? And they mix them together with the DNA. You know, this is why women have their eggs stolen up on alien ships, and all of a sudden they have a baby, and the baby's taken from them, et cetera, or they're artificially created up there, but they still need the human DNA to do this with their alien race. But regardless, we'll start now to probably see humans with maybe their old robotic energies attached to them along with a cloned energy. So just watch the people around you, and you're going to have to probably go back into maybe the last 10, 20 years of your life and recognize how people were back then. And then now, look at it with those maybe 10 or 20-year-old eyes and see how the people look. And you're going to notice that some of the people now here are not human completely. They may be part human. They may be hybrids, like I said. And so what's happening basically in a nutshell is that when the dark side ascension comes, they'll take the humans away and put in their place maybe a fabricated clone of that person and or a hybrid, so that the people that are left here will still see the normal reality, which they think they have is being normal, but they'll be with a bunch of clones. So that's it. So remember, the light doesn't give you an ascension date because it only works in the now. Otherwise, it would say it's going to happen tomorrow, get ready. They don't do that. They do it at their own time. Right now, we're working on the energies at about 14,000 BC. We just got rid of the heavy darkness energies. It's still here, though, but the web energies around us. And so if you've been feeling kind of constricted, maybe you're had a hard time breathing the last couple of weeks, that's because of the web energies that they're working with, the alien energies. And they're still here. So I have that on the website if you wish. It's $100 for a clearing to get rid of this energetic web energy that's alive. Alien type energy around your body, and it can kind of like suffocate you like an old musty coat. If you get on the 8-hour calls, it's a free clearing, so it's it works for 1 month or a little bit less than that now, since we're already in our session a little bit here. But tomorrow we have our Saturday call that we have once a month. It's a 4-hour call starting at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's 4 o'clock Eastern. And then on Sunday, we have our 8-hour call, which we get rid of the alien life forms, the little critters in us that are invisible. And this 8-hour call starts at 10 o'clock PST, 1 o'clock Eastern. So you can go on the website and use PayPal to get on there if you wish. And you can also send me an email if you like. But the calls are wonderful. And, you know, I would recommend getting on them because you're going to feel much better afterwards. So, back to you, Victoria Ann. And we do have our Q&A tonight. I'll bring that up. So, if you're not on the fast chat, after this program, which ends at basically around 8 o'clock, we're going to have our Q&A on a conference line on the telephone. So, the phone number to call in on is 646-519-5800. I'll repeat that, 646-519-5800. And there's a PIN number that you're prompted to push in, which is 9009#. And this call is designed for people who need information about the light ship, want to know about healings. So I like to have it end typically an hour to hour and a half after the call starts, which puts people back east, like in New York, et cetera, at about 12:30. But I don't like it to run over that. And it's designed for people that are many newcomers, and it gets quite interesting as the questions come forward. So by all means, if you are new to the program and you want to call in and ask some questions, do so. So that's how we started off with this questions from newcomers, and nothing is too stupid, so don't feel shy about asking a question that might sound dumb to you, because remember, everything you know, has its time and place, and it might sound stupid to you, but it might be a great question to ask for somebody who is maybe too timid to ask it. So back to you, Victoria Ann.
Thanks, Ron. I had a little thing to add to when you were talking about the handling the webs and all the stuff that the aliens put on us. I noticed there was a connection between those webs and odd harmonics, and maybe it's just my own take on it, but let me explain why I think that. When things are odd, whether it's in music, out of key, or something sticks out like a red flag that just shouldn't be, no matter whether you're of the light or the darkness, you know it, you see it. Now, what I'm talking about here is, for example, have any of you ever changed your closet around and you have all these coat hangers? Now, one minute the coat hangers are all where you can grab them and hang them on the rack and use them, and all of a sudden they're all mixed up, you know, caught in with each other, and it takes you 10 minutes to unravel it. And the same thing with electric cords or thread or string or rope or confusion in an office or when people are fighting. This I've really been experiencing that kind of energy. It's like it's amazing how the dark side can come in, and maybe it's when they're taking, you know, putting clones in or taking people to parallel universes or whatever, and I come in after someone else's desk and it looks like a, you know, a cyclone hit it. How can you How do you have time to make a desk be that messy is my question. So these are the kind of things that, are becoming less, I've noticed, and they've been unraveled this past week, or I've noticed them being less, and communication lines the same way. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's you, right?
Yep, I do understand that, yeah. So basically, as you look at your life, and you see what you're doing, what you're not doing, how people are affecting you, you know, things can get really kind of out of sort. So, you know, the hangers, I picked that up as just kind of maybe a little bit of confusion, or things are just not sorted out properly. And a lot of times it's not from being present. You know, you put something down in one place, and then you come back and you normally have it in another. And although that could also be, just switching gears slightly, that could also be an abduction experience too. As, you know, maybe you're not here completely. Maybe a clone part of you is here working with your closet, okay? And then you finally come back and you go, wow, how does this closet get so messed up? That's a possibility too.
Yes.
You know, what I will say about keys, and everybody knows about keys, losing your keys.
Oh, yes.
You know, you have your keys in your purse or in your pocket, or you put in a certain location. You know, maybe you have a key rack by your front door or something, you know, a little hook. And then all of a sudden, you know, one day you go there and it's not there. Or your key, you know, or they're not there. And you go, man, what did I do? You know, and you start thinking about it and thinking about it. And you go, man, I'm there. And then all of a sudden, you know, they show up there, you know, in a week or so. And you've already looked in that location. And you wonder, how did they get put there? And you think, well, what's wrong with me? I must be this really stupid person because I must have overlooked it. Well, it wasn't you. You just happened to go back to that parallel lifetime, and you did your normal routine, put your keys in your pocket, got beamed back here, whatever. And then when you came home, walking through your front door, you put them where you normally put them, and they're there. And the next day, you know, they're there. And maybe you're more present that next day because now you're really here. And, you know, you see that your keys are here, and you wonder, gee, what happened to them? And this is very common. People lose things, you know, you have to just make a conscious note that, yeah, I need to go back and get my stuff. You know, they're not going to bring it to you, okay? So you're not going to have some alien, you know, come in, you know, you know, you think about it, and you go, you know, where did I put them? Oh, something took them. So you can't say, okay, that alien out there, I want you to go and go to your spaceship where I was abducted and where they're experimenting with me, or this, you know, false reality of whatever, you know, that looks like where I live now. They're not going to bring it back to you. You have to probably go there yourself, which is very unfortunate, and get this thing back. And I've had people comment and say, yeah, Ron, you know, I had a couple hundred dollars in my wallet, and I went to get it one night, and it's not there. And I thought, gee, who stole the money out of my wallet? And then 2 weeks later, all of a sudden, the money shows up in the exact spot. And you go, wow, that's interesting. Well, they probably just fabricated your wallet, made it identical, and, you know, it was just left someplace, and you happen to retrieve it. So that's kind of what happens. And, you know, everybody realizes that. So it's, they may not realize it now or then, but that, you know, that's what's happening to you. So whatever's happening that seems kind of goofy in your life, you know, do the be here now clearing, ask to be here now, bring your spirit back, bring your body back so that you can be here. And you want to bring back your belongings, you know, when you come back here. So definitely make sure of that, you know, that they don't necessarily change things that much. Just think if you're with a dog and you have a little, you know, French poodle, and you go to this parallel lifetime that you don't realize that you're there, but, you know, you're living your life, and then all of a sudden you come back here and you got a pit bull, you know, and you go, wow, what happened here, you know? My dog transformed. So they don't do that, but, you know.
I'm laughing, but it's funny.
Yeah, you know, but that's, you know, that is a possibility where dogs are getting messed up, you know, and I've heard people say, you know, Ron, I normally don't twist and toss and turn in my sleep, and, you know, I woke up this morning, and my covers were backwards on my bed, or they're inside out.
How did you know that?
You know, or you go, you know, I always sleep with the, you know, the sheet over me, and then my top, covered blanket or whatever you have on you is always on top, you know, your bedspread, and it was reversed. And you go, how did that happen? Or maybe your slippers are on the wrong side of the bed or something. Well, guess what? That the aliens that took you didn't really realize how to make a bed or what side to put your slippers on.
Oh.
So, But this is why we have our call coming up. And this is our show that we have paranormal stuff on. But that's what it's all about. And everybody has experienced this here. This is nothing new. You know, you just think about it. The most alarming thing is when you're driving your car and you come to a lane change, you look up, you know, in your mirror and, you know, move over your shoulder and look, and it's perfectly safe. You start to move your car, and all of a sudden they beam down a car next to you, and you almost get into a wreck. And you go, where did that car come from? You know, and the horn's honking and stuff, and maybe you break out into a cold sweat because, you know, you could have a nice car accident. Well, that's what happened. Or maybe you got beamed down, and they're going, shit, this car appeared in front of me. What happened? You know, I was talking to one person years and years ago, and they were driving their car, and this car pulled on in front of them, and somehow their car, for whatever reason, hopped over the car, and or got dematerialized and went over the car, went around the car, got beamed back down again, and they first saw the car in front of them, which they were going to hit, and then all of a sudden it's in the rearview mirror, and they looked at the guy driving the other car, because he was terrified too, and all they saw was his eyeballs bugging out with his mouth opened up, you know. So weird things happen. So, anyway, back to you, Victoria Ann.
Well, Ron, it's like you're going into my experiences a little. I experienced a bed thing recently in the last month. I mean, the last week. I never before. And I woke up and my little kitty cat was there, and I looked and I thought, this is not the right side it was on. And so, of course, I went right away down from mind to heart drop and got on Be Here Now and started doing, I now increased my life force energy, anything I could. And then the idea about the that experience, I had that experience in the late 70s in Los Angeles, and I had a little MGB sports car, and I told the exact same story to someone. It was almost verbatim what you said. It was amazing, because I guess that happens to a lot of people.
Yep,
back
that's
to you,
what
Ron?
They do. So, you know, so you were typically abducted momentarily, possibly for your good, for not getting into a wreck, you know, and then they beamed you down ahead of the car. So what typically happened was they stopped time. And so we don't know about that. You know, we just know that we're here, you know, second by second, you know, as time moves on, you can watch your clock ticking. But they can stop time, so maybe you're going to get into this car wreck. So they stopped time, and then they physically moved you along the timeline as it was stopped, and put you maybe on the other side of the vehicle or something. Now, the clock, you know, in your car, if you could watch it, which you probably couldn't do, but if you could, the hand on the clock would very possibly be stopped. Or it could still go on linear time, but where you were on their timeline, you were actually transported away, beamed back down at a different location, and that's probably what happened. So that's what happened.
You know,
a lot of weird things.
Ahead.
So what happened to your experience? Very similar? You almost got into a wreck and you ended up on the other side?
Yes. Are you talking to me, Ron?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes, basically, I didn't know if someone else had come on the line. Yes, it was exactly like that. And my thought at the time was I was really getting strong spiritually. I just left the church, the religious institution, but I had still connections through family, and I still helped music kids that were from the church and stuff like that. But I had left the church, but I was on a spiritual path. So I figured, boy, I'm sure glad I'm spiritual, because I just went right through that car with this car. And I could believe walking at that time, my thought belief was spiritually I could walk through things, through like Daniel in the Lion's Den, or are all the guys that got walked through the fire. That was my feeling from within, that my belief at that time, because I had just previously stood up to the church policies and church institutionalized religion and my family. So I was going through that transition. So I thought it was just part of me getting stronger spiritually, but I couldn't figure out how my car could do the same thing. Back to you, Ron.
Okay, so yeah, so I'll just give the call number tonight. It'll start at 8 o'clock. It'll take me a few minutes to, decompress and come back on again. But the phone number is 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009, and then the pound sign. So, yeah, so things happen very strangely. Everybody has their own experience, and it's all alien intervention. And, there are probably some things that are positive toward that, but we still don't have any free will in the situation. So, not getting into a car wreck is very nice, as they did that for, a lot of people, even probably listeners out there, where they had some bizarre things happen and kind of like twist your mind wondering how that could have happened or what, why or how. So that could be a very positive thing, but what are they doing also? And this is my thing, without really knowing about it, is that, your free will should indicate what happens to you. So people say, gee, Ron, I've been up on alien spaceships before. I know I had surgery. I had cancer. They fixed me. And, that to me is a good thing. But do they ask you about that, okay? And what's the trade-off there, Are they experimenting with you and they want you to live longer? I mentioned this on other shows quite a while ago. I met a lady who lived in New Mexico, and she got abducted for a long time. I think I met her probably in the middle 70s, I believe. And I was able to tell her about the aliens that were with her. But what happened with her is that they gave her cancer. And at the time, she was probably about 65, I think. And she goes, Ron, they're not going to, I'll never die of cancer because aliens don't want me to die of cancer. But they gave me cancer to experiment with me. And when I get really, really sick, they take me up on the ship and sort of make me well a little bit. They never fix me completely, but they're still experimenting with me with cancer. And they gave it to me. So, that's one of those things. Now, did she consciously stay down here? Did an alien lock on her door, like a Jehovah Witness will say, and say, we're here because we're God, and we're going to give you cancer, but you're not going to die from it. You're going to be pretty miserable. Can we experiment with you? You'd probably say, no thanks, goodbye, close the door in their face, and then they should actually leave and leave you alone, but we don't have that choice here. So that's the unfortunate thing, is that we don't have the free choice to know, because we have a natal chart. So we're set up from the get-go. I'm going to bring in some peace energy here for everybody. And we have a thing here about Peter here, asking for, let's see here, funnel spider clearing. Let me see if that's correct or not. I'm trying to find it on the fast chat here. I don't see it. There it is. Return to spirit in your dreams. Okay, let's do a clearing here to get rid of the spider energies, okay? So we have spider energies in us. These are alien energies. And we could do part of the web clearing. So here we go. And this is on the website. I think it's $100, $150 for unlimited usage. And also, if you're on the conference call, you have probably about 3 weeks left on it, I think. So you can experiment with that whenever you choose to. So, and that's free to you if you get on the 8-hour calls here. So here we go. This is a web clearing for spiders, a spider web around you. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, you might feel some of that spider web being released from you. It's not attached to you, but it can cause a breathing problem and suffocate you. Okay, the funnel spider looks like it's a poisonous spider in Australia. So let's see here. Let's take away that energy here from Peter. Here we go. So I'll count to 10. One, and also may affect everybody else. Two, three. Remember, all energies get mixed here. So you're not alone. Just because you don't have it in your reality here doesn't mean that you're not affected by it. That's good words of wisdom once you realize that. You know, just because something's happening in an area you know nothing about doesn't mean that the energy is still not going to be with you, because it is. One, two, three, four, five, six, I'm yawning, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so our show looks like it's about over here. So I'm going to bring in some peace energy as we sign off here. So it'll be on the light beam for the next hour. And this will also work on the archive. So here comes the peace energy through the light beam. Scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar, bring up the light beam, and we'll send some peace energy to you. And I'll say thank you, Victoria Ann, for being a sponsor tonight. And I'll be on the call, 646-519-5800. PIN number is 9009 and the pound sign. I'll be there probably about 10 minutes from now. So everybody can call in if you wish and talk before I come on. So here comes the peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Thank you, Victoria Ann. See you later, everybody. Blessings.
Thank you,
tomorrow night is Saturday night live on the Light Ship.